The G7 summit in Bavaria has wrapped up with the world's leading industrial nations pledging to phase out fossil fuels by the end of the century. On the second and final day, the group of seven nations announced their commitment to decarbonise the global economy. Environmental groups are pleased with the ambition but say it's a first step. And one advocate says it sends a signal to Australia that it is out of step with the rest of the world. It's still unclear if Tony Abbott will join other world leaders planning to attend the UN climate change meeting in Paris at the end of the year. Europe correspondent Mary Guerin reports.
It was the German Chancellor's personal mission to bring climate change to the table in Bavaria, and she announced the summit results. The leaders backing an aim to limit the increase of the global average temperature, reaffirming a commitment to raise $100 billion a year by 2020, and setting a deadline for the end of fossil fuels. No specific national goals, but Angela Merkel says the commitments are vital ahead of the UN climate meeting in December.
The world has no binding rules today, and therefore this has to be the goal of Paris. We want to make sure that countries are able to develop paths that the average global temperature can be kept below an increase of 2 degrees. That means a clear commitment to the 2-degree goal. We know that we need deep cuts of global greenhouse gas emissions and therefore have committed ourselves to the need to decarbonise the global economy in the course of this century.
Environment advocates say it's a good first step. Alden Meyer is Director of Strategy and Policy for the Union of Concerned Scientists, and he welcomes the new ambition of decarbonisation.
That's a clear signal that the age of fossil fuels is coming to an end. We would say, actually, it's a little vague there that it needs to be sooner than the end of the century. It really needs to be by mid-century if we're going to have a chance of avoiding the worst impacts of climate change. But I think it's a very important political signal, particularly to investors in the financial market, that continuing to put money into risky long-term investments in oil and coal just doesn't make sense anymore.
How important was this ahead of the UN conference later this year?
So this is an important signal from seven of the wealthiest and most powerful countries that this is the direction of travel that we have to get on, and I think it will help build momentum.
In particular for Australia, what do you think that this means?
I think it shows that Australia is out of step with other major economies, both in the industrialized world and, I should say, in the developing world, too. I think this means that there's a clear trend globally away from fossil fuel intensive sources like coal, and that obviously has major implications for Australia's economic future if it doesn't make the appropriate adjustments.
Talking of sending messages, as the leaders began to pack their bags, US President Barack Obama had some of his strongest words yet for Russia's President Vladimir Putin, while warning of more damaging sanctions if Moscow doesn't implement the Ukraine peace deal.
He's got to make a decision. Does he continue to wreck his country's economy and continue Russia's isolation in pursuit of a wrong-headed desire to recreate the glories of the Soviet Empire?
The Kremlin played down Moscow's second consecutive exile from the summit, saying the global balance of power can't be reflected by getting 7 or 8 people in a room. The world will now see how well these leaders can pursue their ambitious aims. This is Mary Guerin for AM.